There was once someone many years ago who was a chassan, and we know that normally a chassan asks his own Rosh Hashiva to be misadir kedushin by the chassana. But it happens to be that he had his family had a strong kesher connection to the Gadol HaDor, Reb Moshe Feinstein Zecherno Livracha. So he asked Reb Moshe Feinstein to be misadir kedushin, and Reb Moshe agreed, no problem. A couple of days before the chasana, Reb Moshe wasn't feeling well, and Reb Moshe's Rebbetzin told the chasan that she's absolutely not going to let him go to the chasana. Pasha the shaylov and shmartem oed lenafshe sechem, to take care of your health, and he's not feeling well, he can't come to the chasana. So said, okay, no problem, I'll go back now to my Rosh Hashiva and ask him to be misadir kedushin. He went to his Rosh Hashiva, and the Rosh Hashiva said that unfortunately he can't do it. He already had different plans. He had different, you know, he wasn't planning on being misadir kedushin, and therefore he had made different arrangements that he had to be somewhere that night, and he was not able to be misadir kedushin. And now the poor chassan felt stuck. Here, he can't have his own Rosh Hashiva. He can't have Reb Moshe. Who is he going to have be misadir kedushin? So he went back to Reb Moshe, and Reb Moshe told him, number one, I want to tell you that if it's not going to work out, I have an idea for you who could be misadir kedushin. But I'm telling you right now that if it's not going to work out, this idea, even if I'm not feeling well, I will come. I'm not going to leave you without a misadir kedushin. But Reb Moshe said, I will tell you what I think will work. Please call Reb Yaakov Kamenetsky. Tell him the story. I think that he'll come and be misadir kedushin. Now this person told Reb Moshe, I don't know Reb Yaakov at all. I have no shaykhs, no kesher to him. He said, don't worry, call him. I don't think it'll be a problem. I think Reb Yaakov will do it. But if he can't do it for some reason, then I will come no matter what. The person went and called Reb Yaakov Kamenetsky, told him over the whole story, and that Reb Moshe told him to call. And Reb Yaakov said, sure, it'll be my pleasure to come in inside the Kedushin. Reb Yaakov told him, and what's your name? Where's the chasana? Sure, no problem, I'll be there. Okay, comes a couple days later, the day of the chasana. The person walks into the chasana hall, the chasin, a couple of hours early before the Kabbalah's panim to get ready for pictures. And Reb Yaakov Kamenetsky is the only person in the hall. And he says to Reb Yaakov, wow, what are you doing? Reb Yaakov said, no, I came to Mimsat the Kedushin. I wanted to be here early. In other words, listen carefully. Reb Yaakov knew that it could be this person is going to be worried. He's going to come into his chasin a couple of hours before the Kabbalah's upon him. Is going to be on his head. Reb Yaakov doesn't even know me. Maybe he'll forget my name. Maybe he'll forget about it. I'm not related. He doesn't know me at all. Reb Yaakov didn't want that the person should worry. Reb Yaakov came that the chasin should come in with a tremendous yishuv adas and a simcha on the happiest night of his life. Reb Yaakov came there a couple hours before the Kabbalah's upon him. The chassan said over later, Reb Yaakov stayed straight from those couple of hours before the Kabbalah's panim through benching. Not through the chuppah, not through the first dance, not through the main course. He stayed through the very end of the chasana, that this person should not, the chassan should not chalila feel that he's missing something by his chasana. He doesn't have Reb Moshe was supposed to come. He was supposed to come his own Rosh Hashiva. He has nobody being misadir kedushin. Nobody that's there for him. Reb Yaakov not only wanted to make sure he shouldn't be worried beforehand that maybe he's not going to show up, but Reb Yaakov wanted him to remember the happiest night of his life, not to feel like, oish, there was something missing in my night of my chasana. I didn't have who was supposed to be misadir kedushin. Reb Yaakov stayed straight through the end, through benching. This is such a lesson to us. The story, whoever I tell this story to always, makes such an impression on them. We sometimes have to do a chesed, that the chesed will take us 10 minutes, 20 minutes, a half hour, and we feel like, wow, my time is so precious. How can I give it my time to help someone? Let us not forget that our time is not more precious than the Gadol Reb Yaakov Kamenetsky. But yet he gave up from the early afternoon through not just through the beginning of the night, but through, we could say at least through Chatzos, through 12 o'clock, to make it through benching, to be able to make someone happy on the night of his chasana. May we always be zeicha to use our time wisely and realize that that the wisest way to use our time is to use it for chesed.